You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
We'll continue to eat some za from Augie's, but first let's get you caught up. It's that time. Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
We're in the fourth inning. No score at Comerica on a beautiful night. It's Anibal Sanchez against Drew Hutchison for Toronto, and nothing doing. I mean, we've gone through three, we're into the fourth, and a big bunch of zero. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball, American League, Xander Bogaerts is hitting homers all of a sudden. He's got another one for the Red Sox.
He won last night, didn't he?
Yep, it's the second straight night. He's now got five on the year, but the Red Sox still trail the Indians 3-1 in the third. Interleague series tonight, you got the Braves and the Mariners. It's 5-2 Atlanta in the third. Evan Gattis has hit his 12th. No score Rays and Marlins in the fourth. Cardinals over the Royals, 4-0 third. I'm pretty sure this is this kid's first major league home run, Colton Wong from the Cardinals, and it happens to be a grand slam. So Colton Wong has hit a grand slam for St. Louis. They lead 4-0 at the new Bush. Good little young player, Colton Wong, and he just slammed one for St. Louis.
What's wrong with him? Nothing.
Nothing tonight, that's for sure. National League, Nationals lead the Phillies 3-0 in the fourth because Larry Boa thinks the Phillies aren't even big league baseball.
He's on the
coaching staff? Yeah, for Sandberg. Well, they were in the trade together. They were in the trade to the Cubs together. Sandberg was a throw-in on that deal when he went to Chicago back in, 82?
He was a third baseman when he played.
Yes, he was. Yep. And not a very good one. 3-0 Nationals, as I mentioned. So the Phillies are proving every bit of their non-big league existence. Reds lead the Giants 4-2 third. Cubs are about to get going against the Mets at Wrigley, and the Rockies go against the D-backs in about a half an hour at Coors. There's a couple others that start for 10-10. Again, just 2 days away from the 2014 Major League Baseball draft, the Tigers will pick 23rd in the first round. They're looking at a college closer, so a guy that can help them a little sooner than a high school pitcher. Plus, all the good high school guys will be gone probably in the top 10. French Open tennis quarterfinals, Ernest Gulbis in his first slam. Semifinal with the upset of 6th seed Tomas Berdych, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. Novak Djokovic also in the semis with an easy three-setter. Maria Sharapova, who was kind of franked by Andy Murray's mother, who said, what was the T-line? She's like a teabag. Not in that way. Like a teabag. Put her in hot water and see how strong she is. And she loved it. Sharapova loved
it. Great line coming from an English woman, right?
Put in a teabag. Look at Betsy, even got tea. He's actually proving it to you right now.
Well, his voice is true.
But that's
good.
A good example.
Right.
Put her in hot water and see how strong she is, just like you would tea. She was strong today. She needed three sets, but she beat Garbine Blanco and Eugenie Bouchard of Canada. Also makes the semis for the French Open women in Paris, 7-6, 2-6, 7-5. And tomorrow morning, the draw for the 146 Belmont Stakes. Can you feel the tension in the air? The anticipation for Saturday at Belmont Park, New York, a mile and a half, California Chrome. Looking for history, trying to become the first horse to win the Triple Crown of Racing since affirmed, and Steve Coffin did it back in 1978. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut and go have some pizza from Augie's. Check them out, augies.net. So, Bob Parker, I was not surprised to see what I saw. USA Today, they're getting ready. It's June. OTAs are done.
Well, they have nothing else to do. It's overkill with football, but I get it.
The Lions OTAs will be done Thursday. Then they have mandatory mini camp next week. That'll be the last time they get together before the regular camp starts. The only guy making news today at Allen Park was an auto racer. Joey Logano showed up with his NASCAR. Actually made news today because he said NASCAR is safer than the National Football League. So that made news today. It hit social media and stuff. People debating whether or not NASCAR actually is, in fact, safer than the NFL for what's going on. As we now know, Dan Marino is withdrawing his name from the NFL lawsuit for concussions.
Well, I saw, you know why I heard that he's withdrawing his name? He doesn't want to have to pay the baby's mama any extra money if he gets... if he were to win the suit, she would get a cut of that. I'm not going to let it go.
I guess not.
I'm not going to let it go. Why should we let Dan Marino work with somebody else? We would always put it out there. Dan Marino had a baby with an intern while he's married with six kids.
What did Steve Phillips do? What was his crime?
He had sex with a co-worker. Wasn't she an intern? No,
I think she started as an intern
and
hired.
No.
Brooke something Hundley.
That chick.
God, I remember her name. How sad am I?
Do you remember what she looked like?
Terrible. And Steve Phillips, you know, he's a pretty, you know, smooshy-wooshy kind of dude.
Did you see his wife is better looking than her,
gorgeous,
Mark?
Gorgeous,
his
beautiful.
Wife was gorgeous. Huh?
Strange. Hello, strange.
That's strange?
I guess.
How about that was deranged? That wasn't strange.
Deranged, strange?
That was deranged.
So Joey Logano, the NASCAR driver, made more news than the Lions today, other than the fact that a lot of Lions weren't there for various medical reasons. Golden Tate didn't practice today. Nick Fairley was back. Who else wasn't there? Calvin was there, but he didn't play, do anything. Joseph Fourier didn't do anything. Chris Durham, Kyle Van Noy, the draft pick, the second rounder. Ziggy Ansah, his buddy from BYU. Joique Bell, there, but did no participation.
Speaking of Fourier, I was on Christian Fourier's radio show in Boston today, WEEI.
That's his brother.
That's not his nephew.
Oh, is that what it is?
His nephew.
And how did that go?
It went well. We're ripping
on. You talk about Joseph Fourier?
No, we're ripping on Tom Brady. That's what it was all about. That's why they called me.
Are you just kidding? Like trying to hit all parts of the country and just.
No,
you know,
that wasn't it. They called me to ask.
They don't know
opinion.
That they hate me in Boston yet.
Well, I already said that. I said, can I come to Boston? Can I get through the toll road or whatever? Will they let me in?
What do you mean through the toll road?
Well, to get into Boston.
What from?
I'm just saying, from anywhere. If I was driving,
is that a Chris Christie thing?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you were making a Chris Christie New Jersey reference.
James
Hedebo. Chris Houston, obviously, because of the thing. And Caron Reed, interestingly enough, was not there, the draft pick. He was at his Princeton graduation.
Very nice.
EP, take a lesson. The kid graduated from Princeton. Okay, he's writing it down. So here's the story. So Nate Davis from USA Today is doing his picks. And should I just bust it out? We have a drum roll in the system anywhere? Because this is really worthy. Gary, I hate to, like, ask you out of the blue.
Gary likes stuff already.
I don't usually come up with that.
Don't put him in a bad spot.
If you don't,
you make him look bad. You got something?
No, he thinks he has one. He's giving me the finger. Not that finger. He gave me that finger, too. You know what? You should put a damn camera on you guys in there sometimes. I can't give him a finger back.
What is this, a cozy? What do they
call it? A cozy koozie. I like calling them koozies. From Augie's. Let me see it.
That's Bob Koozie.
While Gary is a... See, that's it. It's got the thing on it. It's got the whole Augie's thing. You see right there. You get these. And the bucket. I love the bucket. Let me see the bucket.
Are you going to play sand in it, Mark? You all right?
I'm taking it home. Tell you that.
Who said you could have the bucket?
You can't have the bucket.
You could have it.
It's a good-looking bucket. You should wear it on your head.
A bucket head.
Because when Rob is done at a night at Augie's with some of the drink specials.
I'll have a bucket on my head.
This is how it'll look. I have a too big a head.
Unbelievable.
It'll be on his head. That's where it'll be, Steve, on his head.
All right, so he doesn't have
it. I just gave it a whirl. It just deserved something because it deserves a little fanfare. You got something? All right, wait, Gary's got it. He's got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Davis, young fellow from USA Today, very respected paper. Been around a long time now.
USA Today today.
When did that start?
Did you read USA Today today?
The Detroit Lions, according to Nate Davis, will finish with a record of, do it, Rob, finish it.
4-12.
All right, get rid of the thing. 4-12.
Where's our game show you lost?
That's not the usual national, they'll probably go 7-9 or 8-8, which they almost always do, even in bad times.
Or like Mike and Mike, who I heard Mike Greenberg say something like, the Lions are going to win the NFC North. Oh, okay, Mike. Is that for a promo for the station or something? Or, I mean, really?
Well, I mean, it's a little surprising because he's a Midwestern guy.
He worked in Chicago. He's from New York.
Yeah, he's kind of spent most of his adult life now in Chicago and now back in New York. Let me just tell you some of the other picks he makes so you can see if the guy's nuts or not. Now, he does pick the Dallas Cowboys, and no one does this, to go 3-13.
Wow.
Hello, Tony Romo, 3-13. He also picks every team in the NFC West to win 10 or more games.
Really? How does that work out? That doesn't make any sense. Because you have to play your own guy, right? I mean,
He did the addition. And
he had to do the math, but you know what I'm saying.
I've heard you can do it. There's a way to get 10 plus.
I don't think that's going to happen.
He also picks the crappy Houston Texans to go 9-7. So he thinks that was just a blip on the map last year. That the Texans were already better than that.
Well, you know what, Mark? I had them going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yes, you did.
And everything fell apart, and they lost their quarterback. Everything was terrible.
And he picks Kansas City, who went off to that amazing start with Andy Reid in his first year, to also go 4-12 like the Lions. So maybe he's going back in revisionist history. Here's his he had one line for each team that he picked, okay? Here's the lineup.
You got to see a replay. I'm sorry.
Who did what?
Batista. Watch this. Oh, it really doesn't get the real sense of what he was doing, but look at the last second. He just kind of
he caught the ball.
No, but you got to see the original, the way he went the path to the ball.
Maybe he saw it in the lights or something. Those lights are right in your eyes right
now. Oh, he did point to his eyes because the way he went.
No, those lights are right there.
The way he went at the ball didn't make any sense. He just, like, threw out his glove at the end. Go ahead.
He's a good fielder. Here's the quote. So much talent, but so much to prove.
This is the Lions.
Tough to find a lot of wins given lack of improvement on defense. This is from an impartial observer
It's not Mark Wilson just hating on the Lions or Rob.
Or hating on the fact they did not make the pick Lions. I wanted them to make in the first round this year.
I picked 5-11. Mark has 4-12. And you know what? That's the first thing when I heard that today. First thing I thought. I said that Mark picked that 4-12. I thought you were a little hard. Even EP, who's a big Lions fan, right? A Lions slappy. What do you have, 5-11? No. He said 8-8. What'd you say?
I don't know. I think he had him winning the World Series. Even the Super Bowl.
I forgot. No,
9-7.
Yeah, 9-7. You're right. I'm sorry. You are.
Of course,
slappy.
He did.
He's a slappy.
You watch. You'll get him to the point where a couple years from now, it'll all be 4-12 and 3-13 and 2-14. He'll be shunned. They won't let him into Ford Field anymore. Deanna Caldwell will deny him credentials, and that'll be the end of it. And he'll say, "I don't care. I'm a bad dude like my guy Rob Parker." And I'm gonna hate on you until there's no more hating left to be done. And you know what? Bill Keenest will come to your home, and it'll be curtains for you, fella. Curtains, I say.
Hey, say whatever you want, Mark. All throughout the year that I've covered the Lions, right? Don't forget, Steve Mariucci's been to the barbershop on 7 Mile Road. I mean,
he was just there a week ago.
Yeah, right. He just got to get.
He just went there a week ago.
Get a tight fade. But
high top fade?
Yeah, all that stuff. But it's amazing when you look at this. And 248-848-1130, what's your reaction?
Is Nate Davis crazy?
To a 4-12 year, new coach. They just got Eric Ebron, supposed to be the all-world, and the offense is going to be unstoppable now. You have to pick your poison, and Matthew Stafford's going to throw for 55 touchdowns and
he's going to break Peyton Manning's record of last year.
And four interceptions, Mark, because you know what? They don't have to fix him. They just need to tweak him. They just need to twerk him. Tweak him. Twerk him. That's it.
I'm twerking.
Tweak.
I'm twerking for a living.
No.
With Augie's bucket.
That's all they're supposed to do. All right. 248-848-1130.
I really would like to know if someone just wants to call him flat-out crazy, or if now after you've seen the draft, you see what they did in free agency, and you've heard all the rhetoric.
And maybe you think that people are crazy, and you still have this team that went 7-9 after being 6-3, and you believe somehow, some way. I'll tell you, you want to know how tough that schedule is, Mark? Just look at the last two games of the season. Can you give me the last two games of the season?
Not off the top of my head. I don't have it in front
of me. Yes, you do. You know where they are?
Oh, it's Packers and Bears.
At Chicago and at Green Bay.
I do know it, yes.
So I'll give you, that's how it ends. The season ends on the road with those
outside
two teams.
Outside of the cold.
In December.
In December.
I guess the season starts, Mark, 0-2. How's that?
Yeah, but if he's picking four wins, by that time, you won't care what happens in Chicago and Green Bay. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
It's time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you by Comerica Bank. June 3rd, 1984 was a Sunday. Tigers were wrapping up their series with Baltimore. 34,228 showed at Tiger Stadium to watch Milt Wilcox going against Mike Flanagan. Like Storm Davis the day before, Flanagan was outstanding. Wilcox was wild and walked six, but it was still 0-0 into the sixth inning. Orioles broke the deadlock with a Cal Ripken sack fly, scoring Al Bumbrey.
Al Bumbrey.
Wilcox walked the bases full again and then walked John Lowenstein to make it 2-0 Orioles.
Tonight is Lowenstein.
That's the old Chris Berman, to let it be Lowenstein. Tigers got one back at the bottom of the seventh. The only mistake Flanagan made all day, he grooved one to Tommy Brookins, who hit it out for his first homer of the season. Dave Roseman took over for Wilcox, allowed Baltimore nothing. In the ninth, Larry Herndon singled, but Lemon flew out to Jimmy Dwyer, and Gibby struck out. Flanny then walked Rusty Koontz to put two men on. Remember, they're down by a run. And Joe Altobelli thought about pulling him. There's your Joe Altobelli reference.
Manager Joe Altobelli.
but he stayed in and got Brookins to ground out to Ripken, and Baltimore had the 2-1 win. Flanagan went to 4-4. Wilcox fell to 6-3. Detroit was 38-11, 4.5 games up in the AL East. 30 years ago today on the road to the World Series, presented every day to you by Comerica Bank. We feature those look back at the 84 season at various times throughout the program from 7 to 10 every night, so join us here for that. Thanks to Comerica Bank there, and thanks to Augie's Pizza. We are at Bar and Grill. Thank you there, EP. Just a little something else to wash it down with. Nice and cold and frothy to go with this incredible... this is kind of the combo pizza with everything on it. It's got the green peppers. It's got the pepperoni. So Augie's right there in Madison Heights on 13.5 in John R. One more bite. Thank you. While I'm doing that, Abe, I think, is cool with this. Abe, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Doing great,
so,
Abe.
So you're saying that the Lions, this guy wrote that the Lions, Michael Thorne, 12. I happen to agree. I think that the Lions are a very overrated team, if anything. And they have a tough schedule. Just in general, the NFL is getting – every team is getting better. And, they, like I said, a tough schedule, no defense. They can't stop anybody. And they're going to have a real tough time winning football games.
You know what, Abe? That's an honest opinion.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe is right.
Honest, and Abe. Most, honest Abe, not a Lions fan, by the way.
No, I know, but you're taking a look at it. And I'm saying, if you just look at this team, and we know the names, right? We know they got big names. I got you. But they had big names the last 2 years when they collapsed two seasons in a row, right?
Were they 11-21 in those 2 years?
Yes. I mean, terrible. They lost.
And you don't have the quarterback to drive you to win those close games. Those shootout games, you're going to get into a lot of shootouts.
And you know what? Hey, Abe, hold on. I'm glad you brought up Matt Stafford. Because we had a discussion about this the other day about Stafford. Here's a guy who's been in the league long enough to have broken every of Bobby Lane's records. So he's been in the league long enough. And someone asked me, said, well, what do you think about a guy like Joe Lombardi and the whole idea of restructuring Matt Stafford's throwing mechanics?
Well, they said, he's not broken. They're not fixing him. They're just going to
tweak him.
Tweak him. That's what
Abe, whenever I hear that stuff, I say, that does not bode well. There's something wrong with that.
Where is Matthew Stafford without Calvin Johnson?
That's a great point.
But Abe, I'll give you – yeah, that's
right. Right. That's a great
Abe, I'll give you a better one.
There's a good point.
It's a better one. You ready? This is the stat that nobody ever talks about. You watch those national games. They just talk about 5,000 yards and all the touchdowns.
Is this the beating the good teams?
His record, he's 2-24, 2-23.
Still sits at 2.
He's got 2 wins, Abe, in his career against teams over 500. Not at 500, but when the season's over, if they finish the season over 500. He's 2-23.
Right, and everyone, all people think about is that game against Dallas or the game against Cleveland a few years ago where he made this miraculous
right, but those teams,
plays. Those teams were garbage.
Those teams were garbage. Dallas was garbage that year that they came back. You know, at first you thought, wow, they went into Dallas, and look at what they did. Dallas didn't even make the playoffs that year.
Everyone talks about the 5,000 yards. Like I said, you take Calvin Johnson out of the equation, Matthew Stafford is a backup quarterback, in my opinion, at best.
You know, hey, thanks, Abe. I appreciate it. It's good stuff.
248-848-1130.
When you think about that record, though, total up how many games that is, his record against over 500 teams. Is that 25 total games?
I think it's 2-23.
How long has he been in the league? Five years?
5 years.
That's playing 5 teams per year that are over 500?
Right.
They've even had the benefit of playing really bad teams. First of all, for the most part, the Vikings have been awful. The Bears have been terrible at times.
At times, but they've had 2 good, really good seasons in the mix.
And
Green Bay,
don't forget
Green
what I said
Bay.
About last year's Lions team. They didn't play the Super 7. None of them. New Orleans, New England, Seattle. They didn't play any of those teams.
That's unbelievable.
San Francisco.
That's unbelievable.
Denver.
When you think about it, that they didn't play
Colts.
Any of those. Right.
Didn't play the Super 7. I come up with a Super 7 list of teams, and I'd like to see how many are the Lions playing this year. If they're playing none of them, they have a legitimate chance, at least a real team,
and
has a legitimate chance of winning games.
And don't forget, Mark, the way people were talking about them running the table after they got to 6-3. Remember they looked at the schedule?
Hold on.
Oh, they're going to run the table. They're going to run the table.
I heard it on talk shows to people I sat around with.
Right? Yep. Oh, man, they got to do it. 12
games. Laughed at me, looked at me and said, "You're wrong, buddy. They're 6-3 now. What are you going to say when this is all done? Come on."
Don't you remember they said to you, "Where's your Messiah now?
Where's your Messiah now?"
Nobody wanted to believe it.
Your Edward G. Robinson moment.
How many times do you think I was asked? Because remember, I picked 7-9 before the season. How many times do people say, you want to
amend that?
You want to change that? You're always hating on the Lions. They're going to win 12 games. I said, no, I'm sticking with 7-9. How could you stick with 7-9? They're playing the Tampa Bay. They're playing the Giants. They're playing.
Somewhere in my phone, and John, you know you're out there, from Country Day, was an intern at the other place. And we got into a huge argument about the Lions and the Spartans. This was not last year. It was the year before.
And they lost 8 in a row?
And when the Spartans went 6-6. And he called me a flat-out idiot. Here's an intern. He called me.
I do remember you telling me this.
Called me an idiot in text. He says, "You're an idiot." When it was all said and done, he had to come back to me. He has not stopped apologizing to me to this day. Called me a flat-out idiot for what I said about the Spartans and how terrible I thought they'd be. Not last year, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right. During the best season.
Because of Andrew Maxwell. And then the Lions, I said, "He got a shot." And everybody that year was going, "Well, it's off the playoffs. What are you talking about? They might win 12 games."
Exactly.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Now, let me ask you this, just hypothetical. They do, Mark, go 4-12, 5-11, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Caldwell, will people immediately sour on him because he wasn't the choice that everybody
Absolutely.
Wanted?
Because
there
is no waiting period here. We're not waiting for a quarterback. We're not waiting for any receivers. We're not waiting for a running
it's
back.
It's not a rebuild.
No.
Right? Not a rebuild.
Dude, you can't shoot a thing around here without hitting a veteran. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You got veterans. No matter, I don't care if you like him or not. DeAndre Levy, Stephen Tulloch, Chris Houston himself. They're all veteran players. Now, if they're good veteran, Dominican Sue, Nick, they're all veterans now. We're not waiting on rookies. I'm waiting on Kyle Van Noy. I'm waiting on Eric Ebron. I'm not waiting on them. In fact, if you're not in, you're in the way. Right? You got Fourier, you got Pettigrew. You're either in or in the way, guys. So either come to the party or not. But I'm not waiting for you. This is not a classic Lions situation here. This is a guy who came in, not like Brad Ausmus, but there's a lot of similarities. Because the problem here was supposed to be the coach. That Schwartz and his staff was becoming the problem. Schwartz, Gunn, and Linehan were becoming the problem, and everybody underneath. So you broom those guys out, although Gunn's around somewhere. Got rid of all of them. Now you bring in Lombardi, you bring in Austin, you bring in the rest of the staff. That's supposed to cure the problem. You brought in a guy with bling, got a Super Bowl rings. Hey, look at my rings.
A couple times, right?
Check me out. And I like him. I can't wait to see him get started. But you asked the question. If Caldwell gets one of those things in his back pocket year one, hey, bets are off, people. You crazy? Well, how can you condone it? Look,
it's not a rebuild.
Nate Davis, USA Today, 4-12. Go for it. Then we're going to do some trash talking. 248-848-1130. SportsNet with Parker and Amand. Got a sports wrap next. Detroit's 1130 WDF.
It's a weird looking charge, isn't it?
Very weird.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Got to join us tomorrow night. I think Nick is coming, Rob, our big fan, Nick, who is in the Charlie Wilson.
Is he coming to Doc?
Yes, who's part of the Charlie Wilson tour. If you're a big R&B fan, you'll know Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. Nick is a very big saxophone player in there, and he's hoping to join us out there. I saw it on Twitter. If it's on Twitter, it must be true. We'll be at Doc's for the Car Cruise Night Wednesday. Rob, that's right there, Doc's Sports Retreat in Livonia.
That's right. It'll be a Parker and a Man live remote broadcast. Both Mark Wilson and I, plus EP, will be out there.
Tomorrow night, 7 to 10, whole show will be at Doc's right there at 275, 7 Mile at Victor Parkway. You can't miss it. You can see it off the highway.
Mark, Doc's will have food, drink specials, an outdoor barbecue, giveaways, prizes, music, and much more.
It's right there. 19265 is the address if you want to punch it into your GPS, your phone. 19265 Victor Parkway in Livonia, 275 and 7 Mile. You cannot miss it. It's Doc Sports Retreat for Car Cruise Night tomorrow. And Nick says he's bringing the Fiero.
Hey, Mark?
Yes.
Go get Doc.
He just got a Fiero. He's very proud of it. I saw it on Facebook.
You know what we're going to do in the sports wrap, but real quick, I just got a little text.
You have breaking news?
You know what
your moles
realize?
What?
Tigers are now scoreless in their last 16 innings. Like, we're looking at this game. You forgot that they got shut out their last game.
And then an inning before?
16 straight innings with no runs. This is what we're talking about.
That's true.
Gary?
Yeah, because Elias Sosa.
You didn't even think about that, did you?
Rowan S. Elias shut him out, and they didn't score in the previous last inning in the game on Saturday. So that would be no runs since Saturday.
I mean,
it's Tuesday.
It's 16 innings.
They haven't scored since Saturday. It's Tuesday. And we're winding it down here because in the sixth inning already.
This is what I'm talking about. All right, let's get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Steve, just to show you, I'm through another piece of Augie's pizza.
Look at you.
I have to take a pause while I do the sports wrap, but I'm going to be right back at it. So it's a sixth, and as Rob just told you, no score in the game. Toronto didn't have a run either. So all of a sudden, the Blue Jays and the Tigers, the two most struggling teams in baseball. No score, sixth inning. Anibal Sanchez has been this short of fantastic. He's already struck out five. And Drew Hutchison, not too bad either. That's where it stands. No score. Comerica Park, sixth inning. Start of the series with Toronto before Boston gets here. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball, American League. Speaking of Boston, they still trail the Indians 3-1 now in the fifth inning. 1-0 Yankees over the A's in the second. Orioles, Rangers, no score second. And just getting started, Angels and Astros at Minute Maid. Interleague series, Mariners and Braves tied at 5 now in the fourth. B.J. Upton is fifth homer of the year. Rays and Marlins, no score in the fifth. Cardinals sitting on that Colton Wong Grand Slam tonight, his first Major League homer. At least I got to check that again, but it's first of the year for sure. 4-0 over the Royals in the fifth inning. Brewers over the Twins, 1-0 second. National League Phillies in that I can't get past it now, the Larry Boa comment. Not a big league club. The Phillies minor leaguers trail the Nationals, 3-0 in the fifth. Way to go, Ryan Sandberg. Looking good, buddy. Hope you...
I wasn't the right guy to hire for your school.
Hey, you know, maybe you should be renting and not buying there, Juan Gonzalez. Reds over the Giants, 4-3 in the fifth. Hunter Pence, his eighth homer of the season for San Francisco. Mets lead the Cubs at Wrigley, 1-0 second. Diamondbacks, Rockies start literally right now at Coors Field. French Open tennis quarterfinals, Ernest Gulbis in his first slam semi with the upset of the sixth seed, Tomas Berdych, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. Novak Djokovic also in the semis with an easy three-set win. Maria Sharapova needed three sets to beat Garbine Blanco, but no sweat for her. She's into the semis. Eugenie Bouchard of Canada, she's like 20 years old. She's an up-and-comer. Also makes the semis for the women at Roland Garros. 7-6, 2-6, and 7-5. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Now I'll return to regularly scheduled programming and me eating Augie's pizza.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very happy.
248-848-1130 is our telephone number, and we want to just...
4-12. I just want to get back to 4-12 for a moment. Then we're going to do some trashing.
Okay.
4-12.
I was going to say finish up on the Lions, and I don't know. I just think this is a big year for Caldwell. It's a big year for Martin Mayhew.
No, hold on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Let me stop you. This is a big disparity. When you got a national writer who tells you 4-12... You can have any local hack and tell you. I can tell you 4-12 all day.
Leave Mike O'Hara out of it.
No, I'm a local hack. I'm fine. I've been a local hack for a long time. Pick any locale you want. I'm a local hack.
I'm a local hack, too. We're all local hacks.
You're something else, but I don't know if hack's the word.
All right.
I could be Hack Wilson.
I'm hacked off. You could be
I could be Hack Wilson.
You're not going to get 190 RBIs. How many?
Amend it. 191.
191.
191. Go shoot for that, Miguel Cabrera. There's a guy who had 191 one season. They found an RBI for him like a few years ago. So anybody can tell you that because we're just trying to drum up some stuff. You know, you got to talk about it because they're the Lions. You know, we have a rule around the radio business. I'm going to let you inside how the sausage is made. When all else fails, talk about the Lions. That's from Lansing to Detroit. They'll tell you any day that the Lions talk can happen all the time. You know, you can sit there and say what you want about it, but it's the truth. You can bring up any stupid topic and people usually will comment about the Lions. Harder to do it. That's why baseball's offseason is very long, so there's not much time down for that one, downtime. And, you know, hockey, forget it. You can't do anything if you're good. Basketball, that's going to be my trash tonight is Jeff Bauer, so get ready for that. Not so much him, but the process. Anyhow,
yeah,
you got a guy on the national scene telling you 4-12. It's June. This is now the start of...
Right, he's not a local guy who's just hating on the Lions. Like, they always paint us as if, oh, you guys just hate the Lions.
No, I heard this, especially in sports talk radio. If you liked them, you'd have nothing to talk about.
Right. You guys just do that so that you would drum up and people would get upset. So you would... No. And year after year, when we're right, Mark, the 1 year people held their hats on was the 1 year they broke out and got the 10 wins. And they got three improbable wins that changed the whole season. Yes or no?
Dallas, Minnesota, and what was the other one? I don't know. I know what you're saying.
Dallas,
improbable wins.
Dallas, Minnesota.
Shouldn't have won. The Cowboy game should never have won.
No, no.
That's the game that Tony Romo should
have. He threw two pick sixes.
That's the game that Tony Romo should have walked right up to Jerry Johnson, turned his helmet, and said, you know, I'm not even worthy of wearing the damn star.
What was the third game? No, there was three games. They had another one. Oh, Oakland.
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders. Oakland had them beat, and they came back against Oakland.
Sometimes you forget Oakland has a team.
Yep.
But they're still in the league. But they are. And I don't think he has them picked very well. So here comes 4-12 on the first year of Jim Caldwell. Schwartz is gone. Caldwell, a whole new thing. We've seen the whole new act so many times. My head spins. My head spins over every coach that I've had to deal with since Rick Forzano. Forzano and Hudson. Rob hates when I do this.
Please.
I know, but it's ad nauseum, dude. I cannot tell you how many times I've had Lions fans who are long past, they're gone long ago, who would be so embarrassed by the fact that it's 2014 and this team still hasn't won a playoff game since 91. You know, I can't even tell you how many friends of mine have gone since that playoff game and would have told you, no way, it's not going to be forever. Well, so far, until further notice, it's forever. And now here comes the next best thing. Here comes a new guy. The Jim Caldwell reception was polite at best, I would use as a word, from I think all of Metro Detroit. Oh, there were plenty of people who said, I don't know, the guy was going to get fired. I heard a guy was going to get fired in Baltimore. Jim Harbaugh was going to replace him. They didn't like his offense. They didn't like what he did. They didn't go back to anything when Jim Caldwell was the OC. They're going to fire that guy. Well, it's no big deal getting that guy. He was going to look for a job anyhow. So something he's kind of an also-ran. They didn't think he was the best candidate. They're pissed because, well, Ken Wisenhunt was... Hey, newsflash, people. The guy worked in Nashville before at Vanderbilt. He wanted to work back there again. He loves the town.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Jim Caldwell comes in with the little thing of people just saying he wasn't the guy. You know, like everybody, Wisenhunt was all top of the list. You put it all out there. You know what it's like? It's like what Phil Jackson did, Mark. Right? Steve Kerr. He made it public. Steve Kerr. You come out there now, anybody takes the job, you know, right, is not your first choice. You put all your eggs in one basket.
He really did.
That's why you don't do that.
He's already gone the Derek Fisher thing, and he got fined for it already yesterday.
Right?
$25,000 Phil Jackson got fined because he's tampering with a current Oklahoma City Thunder player.
Who's That's still how on the desperate. Contract. Right.
How desperate is Phil Jackson to get a guy? And you're right. The New York people now, when he's introduced to whomever it is.
He
wasn't the first choice.
That's why you don't do that. You don't do that. And Steve Kerr, who's supposedly a disciple, right, of Phil Jackson and all this, and they supposed to have a great friendship and all that from the days in Chicago when they were winning championships and the whole nine yards. And he chose not to go.
Somebody in the Phil Jackson camp, too, is putting it out there. I think it's a real disservice to Kerr that supposedly now Steve Kerr had a gentleman's agreement with Phil to take the gig and reneged on it.
Oh, wow. Who's he
thinking?
And
Kerr said, no, let's not play this now. Let's not do this.
Who's he think he is, Carlos Boozer? Which, was that not the ultimate?
Yeah.
I mean, that. Let me tell you something. Did the GM lose his job? I think he did, didn't he?
I think you're right.
Mark, that's the ultimate. Remember they let him out?
Yeah.
Dude, no.
What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
No.
That is the all-timer.
That was the all-timer. That agent, though, I think, wasn't able to work. I think that agent got, quote-unquote, blackballed out of.
Well, I don't even remember. I remember his name, but I haven't heard it.
Because other general managers wouldn't do business with him. Oh, no.
Way too shady.
You're represented by who? No. We're not.
Oh, you get blackballed pretty fast in that business.
Because that made not only the Cleveland GM bad. If you're another GM, you're like, dude, don't deal with that guy. He's shady. He'll pull a fast one on you.
Pull a fast one, tell you one thing, another thing.
We let him out, thinking that we're going to always let the guy win and sign another deal. I still can't get over that. That was the all-timer.
Well, in Phil's case, he went, and someone is putting it out there, probably not Jackson himself, because he doesn't want that. You know, I don't know what he wants, because by saying that you have a gentleman's agreement with Steve Kerr isn't going to help the new guy coming in. That's even more evidence that you're not getting the guy you wanted.
And a deal is a deal, Mark. You know what? When you sign the paperwork, I don't care what anybody says. It's still that's the deal. So now where are we now? 17 innings?
Yeah, going to the seventh. So, and total hits? Six. It's six hits. They didn't have one the other inning, and then he only gave up three.
So wait a minute.
He's got six hits in the last, what is that, 17 innings? Tigers have six base hits.
Did they score? I don't.
Who?
Look at the box score. When did they last score a run?
You said the guy told you.
But then he said 16, so it must have been in the eighth inning.
I can look right now.
Look and see. Go to that game. Did they score in the eighth?
In the Saturday night game?
Saturday night game. What inning? I think we're at 17 innings now, Mark, as we...
Tigers on Saturday night last scored in the seventh.
There you go. So two innings there.
Two innings.
11. Now we're at 17 innings with six in the books at Comerica.
With six total hits. Not runs. Six hits.
Now you tell me this lineup should be doing this.
We should be going. I mean, it's like, okay.
No, this lineup should be this bad. Mark?
Probably shouldn't go this many innings without hitting. It's very dicey what's going on with them as the hitting group. But this is what the problem is when you don't have protection. You know what? I'll say this. Even with V-Mart hitting like this, even he needs some protection. They needed one more bat. We all know who the bat should have been. He's back in the lineup for Baltimore tonight.
You said it. You called for Nelson Cruz.
Even on our podcast.
And what a year he's having.
I don't know. Go back to one of our March podcasts. I think I made a big stink about Nelson Cruz long before.
And you know what? Baltimore got him for a steal, Baltimore. Mark. $8 million. That's right? Isn't that what he got? Or 10? Was it 10 or 8?
I think it's nine. I thought it was nine.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's right the split.
Okay,
we'll split the difference. It's right there, though.
Right
between
that
$10 million.
It wasn't like he needed 15
As
million.
I recall correctly, his agent was demanding from the Tigers nine, and I don't think they thought that was good enough. Because I think we said, it's $9 million. Who cares?
And it's only 1 year you're not roped in case he has a bad year.
And if you know what the worst thing that happens to you is? He doesn't come back and hit six homers against you in the postseason since you have him. 248-848-1130. Trash is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so get ready for that. You can always do it on Twitter with the hashtag TTTT, because it's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday. Tell you more about that next. I'm going to have some more Augie's Pizza. Thank you very much. Did I mention 13 and a half and John R.? Uh-huh. And check them at Augie's.net.
You are pigging out today.
Oh, dude. Steve.
I know it's delicious. Stop it.
I'd say you're killing me, but what a way to go. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Now that we're into June, summer is upon us. Make sure your vehicle is taken care of, because it's going to take care of you if you take care of it. That's very poetic. But it's also true, and you need to take your car, truck, or van to whatever you need done, or even routine maintenance, to the pros. Mike and his great people at Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, I mean, they got it going on, whether it be a wiper blade or a tire repair or whatever. To something as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission, they can make that happen. And be sure to mention these two guys you're looking at right now at ParkerTheMan.com, and you'll be glad you did.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 no-holler in savings passed on to you. $100 right there just for saying Parker the Man. It's Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile. Between Mount and Van Dyke, XPERT Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Well, the Kansas City Royals maybe have a dilemma tonight.
What is that?
Well, I mean, I guess that makes maybe not, because Colton Wong hit the grand slam in the second for St. Louis, so it's the Royals now lead 6-4. James Shields is pitching. The guy is hitting like crazy.
That's it.
He's got a couple of hits and an RBI double.
Sanchez is done.
So I don't know if you could pull Shields out because he's hitting too well for Kansas City tonight. So they're taking Sanchez out. Well, he's still just a couple starts back from that thing he had. So what was the deal? $8 million for Nelson Cruz? And
is that what it was?
I think Casey called in something about the draft pick. And I'm going to tell you this again. Until I get a batch of phone calls telling me the top 10 players that are up for grabs in the 2014 MLB draft on Thursday, I'll tell you what. Until I get the first phone call of my life asking me about the Major League Baseball draft.
Won't happen.
How many calls do we get about the NFL draft, Rob? How many calls?
A million.
A million. How many do we get about the NBA draft over the years?
A million.
Million. Hockey, I'll tell you this. We get more for hockey. Four. We've got more for hockey. I don't remember one phone call about the baseball. And the Tigers have picked number one a few times in there, or number three, number two. You know, Porcello was going to be a high pick. Verlander was a high pick. You know, we got Matt Anderson was number one overall.
Matt Anderson.
Number one overall.
Got hurt throwing the octopi.
Kenny Baugh. Remember when Kenny Baugh
had
a rice?
Kenny Baugh. He never made it to the majors. He never even got a cup of coffee, Mark. He never came up, did he?
Don't make me laugh about, oh, my God, I got to give up a first-round pick? You mean some closer at Oregon State might not be a Tiger?
You're trying to win a World Series that you haven't won since 1984. Stop it already.
You know, baseball draft is going to – you got guys that are picked – I said this to Rob. Rob, remind me again. What round was Mike Piazza? It was like the 62nd round.
I always say 66, but I think
Mike
you're right.
Mike Piazza was picked after 60 rounds went by. And the guy is this close to being a Hall of Famer.
Not my ballot.
Well, I
– What has he done? Can you tell
what
me?
Is Piazza? What's Piazza? You ought to rethink him. At that position to hit the homers he did – why do you hate Piazza so much?
I don't hate him.
Why don't you think he's a Hall of Famer? Actually, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, my gut tells me he is. If Gary Carter's in, I know he went in
but,
the...
But I didn't vote for Gary Carter, so I'm being consistent, Mark. I didn't vote for... I didn't think Gary Carter was. Now, based on what you're saying there, that would make sense. But I didn't vote for Gary. I don't believe Gary Carter's a Hall of Famer. So I'm very consistent. Nobody can say, well, you voted for Gary Carter because he's on the 86 Mets. No, I did not. I did not vote for him.
And you were around to vote for him, right? I just keep forgetting when Carter is playing now.
Was that what you
mean? How long have you had a vote now? You got to give me an update here.
I got it in 80...
What?
What? No, I didn't get my vote. No, I got my card. I got my card.
You got a Hall of Fame vote, though?
Well, but I'm trying to go... I got my card in 86. You got to wait 10 years, right? 96.
So you've already been almost 20 years?
Almost 20 years. That's pretty sweet.
Do you believe they give this guy a Hall of Fame vote?
Mark, you know that's my...
Your baby.
That's my pride
and
joy.
When that idiot did what he did last year, you were so pissed at that
guy. Because it's an honor to... Mark, there's only 500...
Lebatard. What am I saying? It's Lebatard.
How many people in the country? 300-something million, right? Mark, 500 people have this card. 500.
And they drop every year, don't they?
Yes.
Mostly.
You know, Tom Gage, you know you get numbers on your cards. Tom Gage is like 12. That's where he is. That's how long he's been covering baseball.
He said seventies.
I know.
It's 2014.
Well, he's got like number 12. That's how.
What's your number? Do you know?
No, my last number I had, because I have a gold card now, which is lifetime. But my last number was 187. If I was ever get an active card again, I bet you I would be in the 40s.
Really? How many people have dropped by the boards?
Mark, yes, I think I'd be 40 or 50. I'd have to be.
Yes, that's the story on Piazza. He was his dad knew Tommy Lasorda,
right?
And the reason that pick was made by the Dodgers at that time
was a friendship thing.
Was
right?
A thing, and the kid had potential. They said the kid. They knew that it wasn't a glad handing.
Well, what round was it? Was it 62 or 6?
I always thought the number was 62.
Find out the round 2 EP, please.
I could just do that.
He'll
that's
do it.
Fine. What do we do? We got a thing for the sports rep yet. Do we have to go to do the thing? Where am I, Gary? I'm lost.
One more break?
Okay, yeah. We got a sports rep coming up. Then we're going to do this. You ready?
Let's do it.
See, too much pizza in my belly, and I'm happy, and too much talking about Mike Piazza. We got this coming. Ooh.
Take out the papers in the trash.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
It only makes sense to talk about Mike Piazza since it's Juniza.
Oh.
Pizza Piazza,
Juniza, and Augie's Bar and Grill right behind. Here's the menu right behind me. Here's exactly. The bucket. They got buckets for the fun drinks.
It's usually chicken in a bucket, aren't
they? They got the koozies, we got the wings, and we got the pizza. Although, Steve, if you're listening, there's... Yeah, we got a little bit left.
We ate, you know how many pies? Dude, we had four
three.
Pies.
I think we've eaten three.
Yeah, so we're good.
Wow.
All
that's
right.
Something.
We'll take more of your phone calls coming up.
Well, yeah.
848-1130.
It's 60-second round.
And now, was it 60-second? You hit
1,390th player chosen.
And the Tigers went scoreless again in the seventh. So now where are we? Is that 18 innings?
Seventh, so 60, 18 innings.
18 innings without
we're
a
we're laying 18, working 19.
Right, working to... Unbelievable.
So we got a sports wrap coming up, and then we're going to do some trashing next on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Augie's Pizza in the house on a Juniza Tuesday night. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.